Well, last night I got to show off a shirt that I had been gifted for graduating. It was from Valerie, who normally sings at this service. And it was the dictionary word for pastor, and so it had pastor in the description. But then the bottom of it says, see also the sermonator. So I like that shirt. I've already worn it a lot. My husband was like, so you like that shirt? You just keep putting it on. But I'm going to wear it to licensing week this week and look really, really cool. But today, I will not be your sermonator. I am not going to sermonize you, even though Sally's not here. Who's doing it? A few weeks ago, I had a youth say, I'd really like to preach. And I said, oh, like at youth, or would you preach at church? And she was like, oh, no, I'd love to preach at church. I was like, at all services? We have four. Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. And so last week, when Sally said, oh, we're in this month of May, and we're all doing our own things, can't wait to see what Erica has next week, and I kind of went, that was because I thought we started a sermon series this week, and I didn't know it was still open. So last week I said, hey, Nia, would you like to preach? And I worked with her this week, and we're going to look at Daniel, and I thought, okay, first sermon, let's start in chapters 1 through 6. Those are the stories of Daniel that we know. Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel in the writing on the wall, Daniel eating the vegetables, his friends being thrown in the fire. Let's start somewhere easy. So Nia meets me in my office to work on it, and she goes, yeah, we could do that, or we could do the end of Daniel. And I was like, oh, you want to do the hard stuff that people avoid? Okay, sure. So we are going to be looking at Daniel 10 through 12. And I'm just so excited because if you watched Youthapalooza, this will be the seventh youth this year that has gotten up here and given us the word of God. So I hope that you are just able to have open ears and hear this wonderful message that she is going to bring to us. This is the great vision of the great war that an angel is going to explain to Daniel. But before she starts, Jack, would you come give us our scripture?
As you can see, this scripture is taken from the 10th chapter of Daniel, verses 1 through 10, and then the 12th chapter of Daniel, verses 8 through 10 and 13. In the third year of the reign of King Cyrus of Persia, Daniel, also known as Belteshazzar, had another vision. He understood that the vision concerned events certain to happen in the future, times of war and great hardship. When this vision came to me, I, Daniel, had been in mourning for 3 whole weeks. All that time, I had eaten no rich food. No meat or wine crossed my lips, and I used no fragrant lotions until those 3 weeks had passed. On April 23rd, as I was standing on the bank of the great Tigris River, I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothing with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body looked like a precious gem. His face flashed like lightning, and his eyes flamed like torches. His arms and feet shone like polished bronze, and his voice roared like a vast multitude of people. Only I, Daniel, saw this vision. The men with me saw nothing, but they were suddenly terrified and ran away to hide. So I was left there all alone to see this amazing vision. My strength left me, my face grew deathly pale, and I felt very weak. Then I heard the man speak, and when I heard the sound of his voice, I fainted and lay there with my face to the ground. Just then, a hand touched me and lifted me, still trembling, to my hands and feet. I heard what he said, but I did not understand what he meant. So I ask, how will all this finally end, my Lord? But he said, go now, Daniel, for what I have sent is kept secret and sealed until the end of time. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials. But the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise and will know what it means. As for you, go your way until the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise again to receive the inheritance set aside for you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. So today we're going to be talking about Daniel 10 through 12 and how we can relate and look up to it. Now, this part of the book is very long, is a very long version, and it talks about the great war on earth, and the angel explains to Daniel what is happening in the vision. But basically, the story talks about how some really bad people, which would be the kings of the world who caused the great war, have done some really bad things. In this vision, Daniel is shows how God decides to punish them for their wrongful actions. God wins in the end, basically. But even though they did really wrong things, Daniel doesn't put them to shame. That's not his character. He loves his neighbors. Well, what I mean by that is, even though these kings were selfish and did bad things, Daniel took time out of his day and prayed for their safety and well-being. We see in the beginning of the scripture when Daniel has been fasting for 3 weeks and praying for 3 weeks, Daniel had seen a vision of the great war and was mourning for the world that would go through the war. This is where the angel appears and explains the horrific vision. This had me think of how it relates to today's. Since some really wrong things have been happening with people being selfish and manipulative with their power, or even people we disagree with, this helps me know before I put shame on what they've done. This lets me think even though someone has done something wrong, doesn't mean I should wish them any trouble. So this leads me to know when wrong has been done, don't wish them pain or sorrow, but instead pray for them and pray for them to find God's love. Pray not for them to stop causing trouble for others, but pray for them to be blessed. And if people are I'm praying for, so God will love them. Pray for them and tell them how much God forgives and loves all. So even when we feel like we're doing wrong, we know that God forgives and loves. And if we're praying for those who harm us, people will see that, and soon others will pray to God and ask him what to do so they can stay from doing wrong and go for it with helping people. That's what I feel like God wants us to do. Love all and care for all. Pray and blessing on those who curse us. This is what Daniel did. Daniel was a strong, brave man who was concerned about everyone around him. He wanted everyone to be okay, even through the rough times. Even when people thought God wasn't listening, Daniel never gave up. He kept trying and praying. He did everything he could as a human to wish them to be safe. He took time out of his day and prayed for them. This is an example of the point of Christ. This is what we are called to do as Christians. By doing this, we are being faithful and wise ones. That's what the chapter talks about. The faithful and wise ones are the ones who are blessed to the end. Chapter 12 ends with Daniel asking how long the war will go on, but the angel tells Daniel that God is in control and don't worry about it. This is the last verse that tells us, go rest, Daniel. You will be rewarded at the end for your faithfulness. So, what can we do? We are all different. We all come from different shapes and sizes, but we are all called to love each other. Even if someone does so much wrong and really doesn't care what we have to say, the best thing we can do for them is love for them and pray for them. The big change in the world needs is spreading love. This begins with you. Because I promise you, someone is out there looking for a way to find God's love that we already know. We can be faithful and wise ones who pray for those around us and spread God's love. So at the end of the day, when you have done all you can do, don't be stressed. God is in control. We rest and be faithful. And if you have done everything and you have prayed for the ones who cursed you, I'm Mia Jenkins, and the big change begins with you.
So the big change that the world needs is love. We know that. Every time I stand up here, I think I say that to you guys. You can tell she's my youth. But did you hear what she said before that? Whenever people are cursing us, whenever there's someone that we don't agree with, whenever there's something going on in the world that is a curse to everyone around them, don't curse back. Pray a blessing on them. I don't know if you spent much time on Facebook this week or any week of the last 8 years of our lives. There's just a lot of negativity. There's a lot of people not agreeing with a lot of other people. And so our challenge today for you is don't put more negativity out there. Don't curse back those who are cursing others. Instead, there's a simple prayer. God, would you bless them? It's not an easy prayer. It's just simple because there's a few words. God, would you bless them? I hope not, but I can guarantee that at least half of you in this room may be thinking of someone right now who has hurt you, who has cursed you, who you don't agree with, and you're just not sure that you can forgive. That person, can you pray, God, would you bless them? Because that's what's Daniel calling us to do. Daniel's pointing us to Christ by saying, even though these people are doing bad things in the world, Lord, would you bless them? And so right now in this moment, before I close us in prayer, I'm going to invite you to just take a moment of silence, think of that person, and just repeat it until it feels a bit more real. God, would you bless them? So would you join me? God, these are not easy words to say, but Lord, these people and these places that we are thinking about, Lord, would you bless them? Because God, they are your child, and you love them. No matter what they are doing, God, you love them. So Lord, would you help our heart turn so that we may not return hatred with hatred, or cursing with more cursing. But God, may we be an agent of your love so that we can say, would you bless them? Lord, I hope this week we can hold on to this and that we can continue, if we come into any circumstance, to just say, God, would you bless that person? Because we do not know what people are going through, but you do. So Lord, be with us. Thank you for blessing us, and may we be a blessing to others. In your holy name, amen.